Bleed Tech Blue Radio Game Day Podcast, Ben Carlisle, publisher, BleedTechBlue.com. Louisiana Tech, 4-1 overall in 2019, 2-0 in Conference USA play, returns home this weekend to host UMass. Massachusetts Minutemen come to Ruston, 1-5 overall. The Minutemen are an FBS independent. So they will not be playing any conference games here in 2019. You know, last time we spoke 2 weeks ago, Louisiana Tech was getting set for a road conference game at Rice. Close game. I'll be honest with you, it surprised me. I didn't think that the Owls would be able to play with the Bulldogs, but boy was I wrong. Louisiana Tech squeaks out a 23-20 victory in Houston in overtime. Jamar Smith wins the game on a 12-yard TD run. Certainly props to him for taking advantage of a breakdown in the Rice defense late in that game. So, you know, you look at UMass coming into this game. Walt Bell in his first season as the head coach at UMass, 35 years old, his first head coaching gig. The Minutemen have really, really struggled. I think to say that they are a bottom five team in FBS would be extremely accurate. Their one win came a couple of weeks ago when they defeated Akron 37-29. But just looking at some of their losses to this point, they opened the year on the road at Rutgers with a 48-21 loss. They fell to FCS Southern Illinois the following week, 45-20. They lost to fellow Conference USA member Charlotte, 52-17. They allowed 62 points to Coastal Carolina in a 62-28 home loss. And then last week, they were shut out for the first time this year, 44-0 at FIU. Now, you know, Louisiana Tech last matched up with UMass back in 2016, and I think we all remember it. You know, Ryan Higgins, Carlos Henderson. I think Henderson had over 300 yards receiving and 5 touchdowns in Tech's 56-28 win. So it was certainly a convincing win, an easy win for Louisiana Tech, and one of Skip Holtz's 50 wins at Louisiana Tech to this point. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that. Holtz picked up his 50th career win at Louisiana Tech the last time out against Rice, becoming only the third La Tech head coach to do so. He did it in just 84 games, which ties Joe IA for the second fastest in Tech history. But back to this UMass team, you know, they're really struggling. You know, they're giving up 47 points a game defensively. They're giving up 532 yards a game. Offensively, not quite as – I'm not going to say they're a dreadful offensive team. They're scoring just over 20 points a game. Now, you look at the yards per game, they're only averaging 294 yards per game. So that's certainly not what you're looking for if you're Walt Bell. Now, last time out against FIU, they only had 115 total yards and five first downs. So that's certainly a concern entering this game. Now, looking at the quarterback position for the Minutemen, they've played three different quarterbacks. Michael Curtis is a redshirt senior. He's expected to get the start tonight. He started the last two games. His numbers, not great, completing 44% of his throws, 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Andrew Brito, he was brought in by Bell in the offseason from a junior college in California. He's played all right. He started the middle two games of the year. He actually started the Coastal Carolina and Charlotte games. He's completing 59% of his throws, 2 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. When you talk about Brito, he's a guy that's been dealing with a concussion. So, you know, if he's cleared, I'd expect we'll see him. When we talked to Jay Burnham, the UMass play-by-play guy on Tuesday night on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, it sounds like Brito is the guy that Bell really believes can play the position. He's undersized, 5'10". I think he's around 175 pounds. But expect to see him if he's able to play. And then the final QB is Randall West. Wes started the first two games of the year against Rutgers and Southern Illinois. He's actually been the best of the three quarterbacks, with, you know, completing 61% of his throws, three touchdowns, two interceptions. Real random fact about Wes. He played basketball last year. He didn't even play football. He had played football in years past, but now he's back, a former walk-on that will certainly who knows? We might see all three quarterbacks tonight. It'll be interesting to see. At running back, Bilal Ali, the top running back there, averaging 5 yards a carry. He started 5 of 6 games, has 377 yards, you know, 63 yards a game on the ground. Robertson will back him up, but Robertson hasn't done a whole lot, averaging only 3.5 yards per carry. At the receiver position, you look at this UMass team a year ago, they have Andy Isabella. Isabella was, you know, one of the top receivers in the country, had 1,700 yards. I think he had 13 touchdowns, was a second-round pick by the Arizona Cardinals. And they've had some issues replacing him, obviously. I mean, probably the best player that UMass has ever had. O.J. Johnson's a true freshman. He leads the team with 21 catches for 132 yards. You know, that's only 6 yards per catch. So, hasn't been able to really get off the blocks and you make some big plays. As long as catch of the year is 23 yards. And really, you look at their passing game in total, yeah, you know, their quarterbacks aren't completing a high percent at only 56%, but they're turning it over, 7 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, and the receivers also aren't breaking off any long gains. The longest pass of the year is only 38 yards. So when you look at the offense now, it hasn't been terrible, but the unit hasn't been great by any means as well, and I think a lot of that starts at the quarterback position. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if Tech gets Curtis, if Tech gets Brito, or if Randall West plays, if they're able to slow those guys down. And one thing I didn't mention, Curtis, the projected starter for tonight, he can run a little bit as well, so keep an eye on that. You know, switching over to the defensive side of the football, I mentioned 532 yards that they allow per game. They give up, you know, 47 points per game. They're equally bad against the pass as they are against the run. They give up 285 yards through the air, another 247 yards on the ground. So, you know, you look at some of their playmakers on defense, if you can call it that. You know, you look at Cole McCoubrey, leads the team with 48 tackles from his linebacker spot. He's a player that has really come on. He's just a junior. He's 6'1", 235, doesn't have a ton of speed, but leads the team with 48 tackles. Martin Mangrum is another linebacker is a safety that's playing pretty well. He's 5'11", 190, and a senior. He's not a guy that has started every game this year. He's got 4 starts in 6 games, but he's certainly played well. But really, if you look at this defense, they had 28 tackles for loss in 6 games, which is just over 4 per game. Now, I'm not here to say that Tech's defense is causing a crazy amount of havoc in the backfield, but that's less than what we've seen from Tech's defense. They got 8 sacks in 6 games defensively, so they're really haven't been able to put any pressure on the quarterback as well. The real bright spot for UMass defensively is Isaiah Rogers. He's worth the price of admission. You know, we talk a lot about Amik Robertson. I think Amik has 37 passes defended in his career, which is 7th most of active defenders. Well, Rogers is just ahead of Amik with 38 for his career. He's a senior. He's got 3 interceptions already. He's got 3 pass breakups, 2 tackles for loss. He's also returned a punt for a touchdown. So if there's one player to watch on the defensive side for UMass, it's certainly Isaiah Rogers. The field goal kicker for the Minutemen, Cooper Garcia, he's 4 of 5. He's got a long of 38. I think he has 9 touchbacks on kickoffs in 22 kickoffs. And then at punter, George Georgopoulos is averaging 40 yards per punt. He's had 9 fair catches on 34 boots. So that's really a look at UMass, what the Minutemen bring to the table. And listen, I get it. Like, Tech's a 31-point favorite. There hasn't been a ton of fanfare throughout the week. You haven't seen a ton of energy leading up to this game, especially from the Tech fan base, which it's not something that surprises me, but I'm certainly not happy with it. You talk about this Tech team off to a 4-1 start, the best start the Tech's had since 2012. Looking to make it 5 in a row before Southern Miss comes to town next week, and certainly what is anticipating on being the biggest game in Conference USA next week. But what will Tech be focused on this week? I think the big thing that you heard throughout the week when I was out at practice, the Bulldogs got to start faster, not only offensively but defensively as well. I think Tech only has 7 points maybe on their first possession offensively in a game throughout the year, and that came a few weeks ago at Bowling Green when Jamar hit Isaiah Graham on the 49-yard touchdown throw. The defense has really grown notoriously. I mean, you look at, you know, the 5 games throughout the year for some slow starts, really trying to settle in and trying to get a good read on what teams are trying to do to them offensively. But the Bulldogs defensively have to start faster. They can't allow the Tech offense to continue getting in holes week in and week out. And I think if they can clean some of those things up, you look at the rest of the schedule, and I get it. The schedule's been soft to this point. When you talk about Grambling, you talk about Bowling Green. I think FIU's better than people think, but they're still just 2-3 or 3-3. You talk about Rice a couple of weeks ago. The schedule hasn't been tough. UMass this week, but going forward, it's a schedule that you're going to be challenged. You get Southern Miss, you got North Texas, you got Marshall, you got UAB. Those are 4 teams that can beat you on any given Saturday, and 2 of 4 of the better teams in this league. So Tech's got to get some things cleaned up on the defensive side, and that's not to say that the offense has been perfect, but you look at the Tech offense, I think we've seen glimpses of how good they can be at times, and hopefully they can continue to progress, and we can see Tech really put together 4 quarters of football tonight against a UMass team that certainly Tech should overmatch. I think I heard earlier this week that UMass is expected to play less than 50 scholarship players. So Tech certainly needs to take advantage of an opportunity against a lesser opponent and really put their foot down and kind of get this fan base behind them before a big showdown next week against Southern Miss. So just wanted to get you ready for the game tonight. Louisiana Tech, UMass set for a 6 p.m. kickoff. ESPN3, if you're not able to make it out to the Joe, Bulldogs are a 31-point favorite. We certainly appreciate you listening to the Bleed Tech Blue Game Day podcast. As always, you can join us at bleedtechblue.com on $9.95 a month. We'll be back for the Bleed Tech Blue Game Day podcast next week. I'm Ben Carlisle, publisher of bleedtechblue.com. We'll see you.